As I listen to the gospel text today, I hear the conversation between Jesus and Peter immediately following Jesus' resurrection, when Peter has gone back to fishing after he has denied him. After they've had breakfast, Jesus begins a conversation with Peter, asking him the question if he loves him. We remember, at least I remember because I preached it, but maybe you don't, the different kinds of love that are revealed in that passage. Jesus asks for agape love, love that is due to God, the radical outpouring of oneself, and Peter responds by offering him brotherly love. Completely different word, a completely different concept of love. Twice Jesus asks for agape, and twice Peter responds with philios. Lastly, Jesus, I don't want to say dumbs down his love, but asks Peter for what Peter is willing to give. Peter recognizes that Jesus has heard him, and he gets irritated and frustrated because he actually heard what Peter was saying. Jesus reduces what he asks of Peter until Peter can meet it with what Peter is willing to give. The whole church has entered into this season of Lent to prepare for Holy Week, to prepare for Easter Day. And now we are in this season of Easter to prepare for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon us, to radically move from being locked in a room in fear to going forth from that locked room, empowered and emboldened by the presence of God within the church. It is love, my brothers and sisters, and the presence of the Holy Spirit in the church that gives her the courage to love as Jesus asks her to love today. Jesus doesn't say, love one another. He says, love one another as I have loved you. He qualifies it. Then he goes on to say, what does that mean? It means the greatest of love, to lay down one's life for one's friends. If death is the end of everything, then what Jesus asks of us is cruel. He's literally asking us to die to ourselves. But he knows what he is about. He knows what he is going to do. He knows he's going to lay down his life. He knows that he will take it up again, that he will conquer death, he will destroy it. And because we possess his life in us, the command is no longer cruel. It is a command that is grounded in faith. Do we have the courage to die in the gift of ourself for others? If we are operating in faith and hope and love, if we are operating in the truth and the reconciliation that we have in grace in Jesus Christ, then we have the courage to do, to love as Jesus has loved. It is not an excellence of your humanity, my brothers and sisters, that will give you the capacity to lay down your life. I know people who hate themselves and so give themselves away radically in the hope of discovering some value to their life. This is not what Jesus invites us. Rather, Jesus reveals the absolute worth of your life, its value, its dignity. When you lay down your life, when you give it away, it has infinite value in Him. We don't give it away because it's worthless. We give our life away because it has value and meaning revealed in Jesus Christ. We have the courage to give it away because Jesus rose from the dead. And anything that you do in Him, any dying that is a part of your life in Him, does not end in death. To understand that every act of love, authentic, true, giving, selfless love, requires you to act on faith. Because we're not masochists. We don't kill ourselves. We are not committing some kind of suicidal thing of the gift of ourselves. We are responding to the command of God to pour out ourselves in love as He did, not unto death, but unto life. If you do not have faith, you cannot love as Jesus has taught us to love. You can pour yourself out, but it will be for all of the wrong reasons. You have infinite value in Jesus Christ and what He has done for you. You are made in the image and likeness of love. You are made to be poured out in love. In faith, in the resurrection, we possess the courage to do this. As I said, it's not just an excellence of our character where we just grow in greater virtue and then therefore can do it. It is a gift of faith. To operate in faith in Jesus Christ. As I lay myself down for others, I do not die in vain, but I am already alive in Him. See what an incredible gift Jesus gives to us who believe in Him. To radically pour ourselves out and to remain alive. What an incredible vocation we possess as church. Amen.